Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. Hey guys, welcome back. Today is one of my favorite topics. We are talking about when would now be a good time. So we are going to go over the rocking chair test, which Devin and I love.
Yeah,
so,
we love this exercise.
Yes, we love this exercise. So guys, time is our most precious asset, right? And it passes every single day and we can't do anything about that. But once it's gone, we can never get it back. And you'll never be able to relive this moment, be this age, experience it, whatever is going on in your life right now, or be in this season of life again. So when is the best time to start designing your life? Think about that. It is so important to realize how time can serve you rather than you serving it, okay? So ask yourself, when would now be a good time is the best way to really start taking action as if it was yesterday. So each day that you allow life to happen to you is another day that you're not moving closer to the life that you deserve. And when are you going to start eliminating everything that doesn't help you evolve? It doesn't serve you. If you want to be one day closer to freedom, then don't allow the day to pass without progress, without that plan. You know, with a lot of our clients, they fear failure. And that is the strongest restraint to taking action today. And this fear can come in many forms. It can be fear of failing, fear of failing others. It can be the fear that, you know, success will create a loss of love. I want you to ask yourself, are any of those fears familiar to you?
And one thing that I've always said that, you know, I'm not a fearless person, but there's not a lot of things that I feared. I think some of that is just innate. And some of it stems from the conditioning and the background that I've had. But there's one thing that I feared. And there's, I think, only one thing that you should fear too. And I think that's regret. And I think you should be deathly afraid of regret. And that's what the rocking chair test is all about.
Yeah. And you know, guys, I'm an extremely curious person and I want to learn a lot of things. I want to learn everything that I can. And I've talked with a lot of older people, my grandparents, mentors of ours that are older. When I ask them for one piece of advice, they all do really say the same thing, but just kind of in different words. Take chances, don't fear anything, and have no regrets. So when you ask the right questions, you can compress decades of their lives into a few hours of even minutes of learning. And everybody tells me that look out for regret because it weighs heavy on the heart. The good news is that it's never too late. We get to make decisions every single day and it's okay to be fearful. You guys, I'm fearful of things. Like Devin and I have different, you know, philosophies when it comes to fear. And I am certainly fearless as well, but that doesn't mean that fear doesn't come my way. I just don't let it paralyze me and allow me to not experience in the things that I truly want to experience. And the beautiful thing about fear or any emotion is that you have the power to decide what it means. And that's what I'm talking about. You have the power. You may have a fear, but you have the power to decide what that means for you. And the meaning that we place on those emotions, it dictates our experience of life, right? So jumping out of an airplane may be scary to you, but does that mean that fear, you know, makes you a coward, or does it mean that you have the opportunity to be courageous, right? Fear is a powerful motivator, and what it means to you is 100% your decision, right? And we'll always experience negative emotions. Like I'm saying, it always comes my way, right? Mm-hmm. But training our brain to place an uplifting meaning on the inevitable negative can turn that fear into growth. It can be a mechanism for growth. So what we're presenting you with is an opportunity to create lasting change. And I'm asking you to open your mind and begin to question why you think the way you do. It's important to have like the willingness and truly understand that 90-10 rule, right? So lasting change is 90% psychology and 10% execution. So to create that shift that you want in your life and to, you know, enter this constant, never-ending cycle of improvement, you must believe in this 90-10 rule. And this approach will give you the opportunity to ask the right questions about your current thought process. And one thing that I've learned through my interactions with several clients and, you know, our business partners is those who ask better questions will get better answers. So should I wait until Monday to start is a poor question. A better one to ask ourselves is, why not start today, right now?
And like I said, fear is, the only thing that I fear is regret, and I'm deathly afraid of it. And so what Morgan and I, not too long ago, we were at a Tony Robbins conference. And as you know, we're huge fans, as well as a lot of other people that we've learned from. And the rocking chair test is something that he went through, and I really wanted to kind of package it up, make it more simple, and relay it to you. So here we go. Imagine, okay, you need to turn your imagination on, that you are 80 years old, okay, and you're creaking back and forth in your rocking chair. Imagine that you're soaking in the summer sun. You can feel the rays of heat on your skin as you're staring out over your evergreen backyard, and you see butterflies, and you see your children playing, okay, or your great-grandchildren playing, and they come up, they run up on the porch to you, and they're like, you know, just coming into adulthood, and they have the utmost respect for you, and they gather around to listen to stories about your past, and they ask you questions about your life, and you can tell that they're ready to absorb the lessons that you've learned. And then one of them asks, maybe they ask, what do you regret in your life? It's important to consider how you're going to answer this question while you still have the time to dictate the answer. Because once that question is poised to you and it's too late, it's too late. I use this process, this one question, as a risk management system for our lives. Mm-hmm. When I come to a place of crossroads or a place of uncertainty, maybe I grow indecisive about a decision that I have to make or taking an action that I know is, you know, maybe right or maybe wrong, I ask myself that simple question. Would I regret it having not done this if I were 80 years old, sitting in that rocking chair, listening to my grandchildren ask me what I regret? Use this same question to determine whether you should or shouldn't take action. Remember, life is not as complex as humans make it. Okay? Practical simplicity is the key to experiencing geometric psychological growth. You don't have to understand neuroscience to understand psychology to design your life. I want to give you strategies that you can draw from that are science-based, but are practical in nature, so they're easy for you to put into action. And since you aren't in a rocking chair yet, and you still have the time to decide if you'll be a role model, an example for your children, great-grandchildren, and beyond, or you're going to be an example of regret, that's your choice. When looking back on your life, you'll realize that your destiny was shaped by all of the small moments, a culmination of small decisions that you made every single minute, every day, every week, every month, every year for the entire life. Mm-hmm. And when you are in complete control the whole time of how you spent your time, you do not want to end up when you're 80, 85, 90, 95, 100, 105, maybe 115 years old in our case, maybe. I don't know. Hopefully, God willing. You don't want to end up in that place and have any type of regret at all, or at least minimizing the regret that you may face. Life is long. To me, people say life is short. Life is long. After working with over 20,000 clients and more than 10,000 or so 30,000 or more clients, so many different personalities, you can imagine how significantly different these case studies have been. Mm-hmm. And we've heard pretty much every story as to why fitness can't be a priority in the books. And my favorite reason for not executing a healthy ritual is because life is short. I'm not going to eat healthy because I want to live it up while I'm here. Have you ever heard someone say that? Have you ever been a victim of saying that yourself? Is life really short? In time? Sure. 30,000 days. But in context of taking chances, risking it all, not having any regrets, it most definitely is as well. Take that job promotion, start that business, marry that person, shoot for the stars. In context of health, how short is life really? How old are you? Let's say you're 40 years old. Do you realize that you have a solid 5 decades left? And with modern medicine and genetic research, maybe more than that? You're not even halfway through your life yet, okay? If you adopt the, in terms of your health, that life is short, it's going to be short. And it's going to be cut much shorter than you'd like it to be when you make poor decisions moment to moment. those decisions, as well as healthy ones, will culminate. You're either going forward or you're going backwards. It's black and white in this life. It's very binary. Do you want to live the next 5 decades with no energy and no vitality? Do you want to walk around overweight? Do you want to walk around unconfident and sloppy forever? Like, do you want to, like, you're blatantly disrespecting your body if you're thinking that life is short and it's okay to be overweight. It's okay today to be overweight, but it's not okay to be okay in 10 years or 5 years or in 1 year with being that way. It's not healthy. It's going to be a miserable feeling knowing that you walked around saying that life was short when you were lethargic and had no energy and had no vitality. And you get to this place when you're 80, 85, 90 years old and you have regret about that your whole life. I fear that more than anything. And I hope that you understand what I'm talking about. It's not to be morbid. It's not to be offensive. It's to say, like, are you tricking yourself into thinking that being overweight is okay so that you can mask the fear of the disciplines that you know that you need to create, but you're unwilling to make the sacrifices to do so? Which one is it? It's not okay. It's dangerous. And I'm not suggesting it's your fault, okay? You're part of the 68% of our population that's overweight. I'm not saying that's your fault, but most certainly is your fault if you don't change the situation that you're in right now, if you don't take responsibility for yourself. Your body is a gift from your creator, whether that's the universe, whether we like to call it God, whatever that is to you, it's time to start treating it like it's the greatest gift you ever received.
So let's stop with the idea that life is short, okay? Because life is long and most people overestimate what they can do in a month, okay? Like you guys, you overestimate what you have the power of actually changing and how quickly you can make those changes. And you underestimate what you're capable of doing in 10 years, right? Think between now and next year even. How do you want your life to look, right? Don't you want to see your kids, their kids, you know, their kids' kids grow up? I know that's what I want. That's what Devin wants, right? So you want to be able to experience that life of fulfillment, health, prosperity. Don't you want to feel strong and in control and happy with yourself and be in love yourself and love your self-image? Your body, your mind, your spirit, they're the only things that are your real property. Right? We have zero control over the security of your business, the government, your friends, you know, other people, external factors, but we have control over those things. We don't have control over things like our house, right? A tornado could rip it off tomorrow, but you have complete control over the meaning that you associate with the events that happen in your life. So the food that you put in your body, the decision that you make to be physically active each day, your spiritual connection, your psychological developments, those are 100% in your control. And so you have to start believing that life is long and that you must act as such, right? So use that perfect day as a guideline for conducting yourself. You're gonna age. Your body will change. I'm certain of that. I am a proof of that, okay? We can't like be this, you know, pristine. I think in the book you like to say the 1957 Chevy Bel Air convertible. Or we can be that, or we can be the broken down rusty one. Which one do you want to be? The difference between the two are the level of attention that you put into yourself. So where do you want to be in 40 years?
You can have the glossy paint, you can have the nice rims on the car, you can have the leather seats that are still intact. Because you took care of it.
Yep.
Right?
Or you paid attention to the detail, right? Or, you know, you can have the rusty car. It's your choice. And that's the beauty of it all. It's your choice. So whenever you're ready, I want you to find a mirror, okay? Find a mirror, look at your reflection, and introduce yourself to your competition. You are in complete control of you. I don't know how many times we can say that, but you have to believe it. Success starts and stops with your psychology. So when you place your expectations for your personal health on yourself instead of workout programs, fad diets on other people, you win because it's human nature to meet our own standards. So placing your expectations on other people or events will lead you to disappointments when they don't live up to them. And it also gives you the opportunity to place blame. So success lies in taking ownership of your actions, nobody else, okay? There's no one to blame but yourself because you get to own every decision that you make. And a large part of the obesity problem that Devin talked about is people want to shift blame. They don't want to own their decisions. It's not your kid's fault if you don't prioritize yourself first. It's not your kid's fault if you ate their food. It's not your boss's fault if you don't make time to exercise. It's not your spouse's fault for bringing processed food home into your house. Like, it's not your coworker's fault for inviting you to lunch. Like, the list can go on. We like to make excuses and blame other external events on our own actions. But it's your fault for letting your environment dictate your self-fulfillment. And it's time to stop. It's time to stop placing blame for failure or lack of progress on external factors. You have to create those goals, and those goals have to be yours and yours alone. So it's time to take ownership, you guys. It's time to take ownership of yourself. And I know we're speaking some hard truths to you right now, but it's only because we care so much, you guys. We genuinely care about your overall happiness. We want to see you make these life-changing decisions and take ownership, because then you get your desired outcomes. And that's what we want. We want to help you be the best, happiest, healthiest version of yourself. So we're going to demand a lot from you, right? We already have, and we're going to continue because we are certain that you can do this. Your North Star has been inside of you all along. And now that you realize its importance, you have all the motivation that you'll ever need. There's no unique talents that our clients, you know, have that have achieved massive success. They've simply brought this philosophy and taken massive action. And the philosophy is so simple that it can't be misinterpreted.
The philosophy is so simple. Okay, but listen, by identifying your North Star and projecting the future pain of not reaching what you really want to go after, you've created an opening to transform yourself. Okay, then you're going to fill in that gap with the visualization of the perfect day. And now you've got a psychological recipe for a lifestyle transformation, okay? So if we pause right there, basically what I'm saying is that you are knowing what you want and why you want it, and you're not worrying about how to get there, how the strategies are gonna play out, but you know what you want and you know why you want it, okay? And then you make sure that those things align with the perfect day. Let's revisit that question. If life had no limitations or consequences and I had to live one day over and over and over, what exactly would that day look like? You answer that question, okay? It aligns with what you want and why you want it. That's the recipe if those two things are congruent, okay? Now, listen, not all 20,000 of my clients and 10,000 of hers have been successful because some of them were just not ready, okay? If we pause on that, basically, they're not ready means that they didn't have enough pain in their lives to make a change, because all change is never a matter of ability to change, but it's a matter of a motivation to change. And every motivation is boiled down into pleasure or into pain. I'm either gonna change because I want something pleasurable in the future, or I'm gonna change because I don't want something that's really painful. And people that don't change, that walk around thinking it's okay to be overweight, are basically saying that I'm not overweight enough, or I haven't experienced there hasn't been enough time that has passed for me to see how being overweight plays out in a poor manner that creates the pain in my life. And that's okay. And if you're in that position, that's why we talk about the projection of pain, because what I want to do is create that pain inside your body so that it speeds up that time for you to understand that being overweight is not acceptable in your life. Because if you carry out those feelings and those habits, you're going to put yourself in a place, because we know the reticular activating system that we talked about, not to get scientific, but in our brains, doesn't tell the difference between a reality and a visualization of that reality. Okay. Some people thought I was talking crazy. Okay. Some people had poor standards, or they just had good standards, and some hadn't experienced that pain that I'm talking about. But every decision to create the lasting change stems from a pain that becomes absolutely intolerable, okay? That's why it's the best strategy for you to change. And that's why I love projecting pain into the future. And I do it all the time in my own life on big things or small things, because the commitment that I have to myself and the commitment that I have to my clients is that when I'm ready to change, or when they're ready to change, we're going to be here. We're going to be ready for you. We're going to be able to guide you to that change, okay? But guys, remember, the clock is ticking. Morgan said it. Every single second that passes, every minute, every hour, every year, every month, every second matters. 30,000 days.
Yes.
The average person gets 30,000 days to live. So if you think just letting one pass isn't a big deal, and you say that every week, you're talking about 1/7 of that life that isn't a big deal. When we only get one of them, and you look at it from that perspective, it's pretty crazy, isn't it?
That's right. So guys, thank you so much for tuning into this series. If you have not yet, please go ahead and subscribe to this channel because you will get all the updates of when we're releasing more videos so you can continue to follow along. Please go follow us on Instagram. We love connecting with you. We would love to hear your experience thus far. So DM us on Instagram.
That's really us, by the way. Yeah. We're there. Like, that's really her and I. It's not like robots behind the screen. Like, that's us. So
yes, we love connecting with you. Yep. So we will see you guys next time. And until then, keep moving.
Keep moving.
Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.